Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar in downtown Ellsworth for amazing global cuisine. And the best thing you can do is like them on Facebook, because Darren is always putting all kinds of delicious desserts and pictures. And even you this week, here's what's happening. Open tonight from 4 to 9, tomorrow 4 to 9, Friday 4 to 9, but closed on Saturday for a private event. Just one of many reasons why you should visit Provender Kitchen and Bar on Facebook and online at eatprovender.com. And as always, to start things out, Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is here. Finally, temperatures are getting more summer-like. Does that mean the roads will start getting paved?
Yep, that's the plan, Paul. And I should note, you know, the High Street Project is a state DOT project with Northeast Paving as well, a relatively local paving contractor. So, but the city, we do take calls. I know when there's potholes and things that are developing there with all the rain we've had, I know it hasn't been the easiest this past few weeks over there, but it looks like there's some light at the end of the road.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
And just wanted to let our listeners know we were adding an informational website on the road work that's going on. You know, 90% of the city road work that we did for the 1.6 million additional road paving has been done. There is the state projects, both in the Bucksport Road and on High Street, and just to get a little bit more public information on when those projects are happening, what the contact information is for the city side, main DOT, private contractor. You know, we're always happy to help, obviously, for regardless of what's going on in the city. Send it to our city hall folks, send it to us, me personally, at cpierce@ellsworthmaine.gov. You know, whatever channel you have an issue that you'd like addressed, we want to do it fast. We also have a fix-it ticket system on our website.
Let's switch a little bit. Budgets are wrapped up, and you've got some new jobs opening, right?
Yeah, I think one of the big things from the budget this cycle was we didn't add too many new employees, but there was a real push, I think, from the community and the council to get a new Parks and Rec department put together, at least starting with the Parks and Rec director. So that position just posted following the city council's approval of the FY26 budget. They just posted that on the website, I think, on Friday. So if you're interested in being our new Parks and Rec director, helping us establish a new department, helping us to really, you know, put our best foot forward for all of our 26 beautification our parks and beautiful assets here in Maine, but also our programming and a lot of other things as well, please reach out, check out the website. I'd love to get somebody who's local and knows this community in this job.
And there's a special meeting on the way tomorrow night about another type of industry that will be making its way here to Ellsworth, and those details with the City Code Enforcement Officer coming up next on City Scene, brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar in downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's exclusively brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar in downtown Ellsworth, with a menu that's so awesome and always changing. That's why you need to go there a lot and experience everything that Chef Darren has. And make sure you go on Facebook, because he's got a lot of great pictures and updates about operating hours, and you just stay connected all the time. And you can see their website at eatprovender.com. Robert Grant is the code enforcement officer here in Ellsworth, and there's something big coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, Thursday, the 29th of May, the City Council and the Planning Board are having a combined session, first draft sort of what we'd like to see for recreational cannabis usage in the city.
Okay.
Yep. How many stores, where they're going to be located, that sort of thing.
If you go to other towns across the state, they're becoming as popular as Dunkin' Donuts.
If not more so.
So I guess these are things people don't think about. So, like, there's a whole planning thing behind this a lot of people don't see.
Absolutely, yeah. No, the city has been working on this since the referendum passed in November, the last election. And we've been working pretty hard on this. We have a whole heat map designed to show where they can and can't go in the city. There are state laws that prevent them from being within a certain distance from schools, churches, public parks, that sort of thing. So we've designed that to show the council and the planning board, and hopefully we'll help them make a decision on what they think the direction of the city should be for recreational cannabis.
All right, and without mentioning any names, I would assume there must be places already approaching the city saying, we want in, we want to play when we're allowed to?
Absolutely. There's been a lot of interest from established businesses around the state that want to come to Ellsworth.
Excellent. So if somebody wants to see the meeting, it's again tomorrow evening, Thursday. So when and where?
It will be at 6 o'clock at the City Council Chambers in Ellsworth. Also on the YouTube channel for the City of Ellsworth.
Oh, nice. So you can watch from home.
Absolutely.
And that is what we call City Scene on Star 97.7, brought to you exclusively by the delicious Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth, and online, eatprovender.com.